you belong to the Catholic Church as well?
Yes. I was baptized a Catholic, but we lived out in the country and it wasn't very easy to get to church. We did have a church at Hesperus, and when we had a buggy, you know, not a wagon, but a buggy, we'd drive up to Hesperus about once a month to the church.
Is that the nearest community?
Yes.
To where y'all live? Mm-hmm. How far away was it?
About 7 miles.
Okay.
And that's where I made my first Holy Communion, was at Hesperus. And I was also confirmed there. But I was baptized in the St. Columba Church right over here.
In Durango.
And, yeah, right. And Victor and I were married in the St. Columba Church 61 years ago. Day before yesterday.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary. Tell me about your schooling. What was your education like?
Well, we really earned our education. We really did. For a while, we didn't have any school out there. And we lived about 3.5 miles from old Fort Lewis. We say old Fort Lewis because the new Fort Lewis is here on the hill. And we went to a summer school. Now, Victor didn't go. But my brother and older sister and a couple of the neighbor children there, some of them rode horseback, but most of us walked. And I was probably, 8 years old, and walked that 3.5 miles for 3 months. My sister can't remember that I went to school there, but I can tell her what the teacher's name was and where we had the school. And she said, I guess you went, but I can't remember you going. And I was just a little shaver and trailed along with the rest of them. And I know that I didn't learn very much because by the time we walked 3.5 miles, we were pretty tired. We carried our lunch and then walked back. And it was in the summertime, so we had 3.5 months there. I had my first year of schooling at St. Columba. And I think I was supposed to have been left-handed because every morning we blessed ourselves. And every morning I blessed myself with my left hand. And every morning I got that left hand slapped with the ruler. And finally, it dawned on me if I used my right hand, I wouldn't get slapped. And I didn't like that sister, and I never did like her. And I know she was trying to teach me, but she didn't. So I learned I had a right hand, and I still do a lot of things left-handed. But regardless of all that, after that year, some of the neighbors got together and decided they needed to have a school in our vicinity. And part of our school district, which was Pleasant View 32, was part of the Hay Gulch property, the school district, which was number 6. And they got them to cut off a portion of their district and give it to us so we'd have a school. We were on the eastern half of it. And these people got together and bought a building from Porter. And Porter was a mining town and a railroad station out west of Durango, about, 6 miles or so. And they skidded that building home, and they used, I think, 4 horses to pull it. And we finally got a school. And that school was used for a school building until 1922. And that's where we got our initial grade school. We finished the 8th grade there. Then we went to high school over at Fort Lewis. Summer school at Fort Lewis to improve my high school.